Due to the graphic nature of this program, viewer discretion is advised.
The video camera is running.
Oh my God! Anyone emergency?
Give me an ambulance out here!
What you're about to see in the next 60 minutes is real. Real cops. Real crooks. Real cases. Everything from state-of-the-art training to terrifying shootouts. The most reckless criminals, the most bizarre and unusual crimes ever captured on tape. From high-speed chases to robbery in progress. From impossible rescues to insane crimes of passion. We've gathered this amazing video from departments all over the world. Much of it has never been seen outside the law enforcement community. What you see may shock you, frighten you, anger you. But we bring it to you for one reason. Because knowledge is power. A power that could save your life.
I'm Sheriff John Bunnell. In my 25 years in law enforcement, I've encountered thousands of criminals who knew everything about their victims. But I've met very few victims who know anything about criminals. This show is going to change all of that. So get ready. What you're about to see will open your eyes to the world of crime.
Okay, this appears to be a 1998 black Mercedes sedan.
The streets of LA are full of luxury cars, but this one is running from the police.
Okay, you just blew another intersection.
In the passenger seat is a rising rap star, and he's wanted for carjacking and drug charges.
This is unbelievable. He's just cruising in the wrong lane.
When officers came looking for him, the rapper hopped in his car and told his partner, lose the cops.
Okay, they almost head on with a white car.
He throws a metal briefcase from the car.
He just tossed something out of the window. It looks like something metal.
It's like this car is made for racing up canyon roads.
Right through that stop sign. Unbelievable.
The rapper's driver is determined to make sure no one can follow them. Once they have some room, the Mercedes slows down and the door opens.
Someone's getting out. Okay, someone's out of the vehicle. The passenger is running down a residential street.
The rapper makes a break on foot, leaving his driver to draw the police away. But the cops will get back to him later. Meanwhile, the gleaming German auto weaves uphill, cutting across Hollywood's famous Mulholland Drive. Above, a swarm of news and police choppers track his every move.
Okay, he's now going over the 405 freeway.
The Mercedes streaks toward a clogged on-ramp, pounding and smashing his way through.
Oh, he just scraped off two cars, and now he's getting on the 405 South. Man, he's flying.
Speeds double, and so does the danger. He guns through traffic until he sees a wide open lane.
He's now in the right-hand breakdown lane. It looks like he might be exiting the freeway.
The brand new luxury car already shows the scars of this chase. But the driver risks more damage, blazing past school buses and forcing other cars out of his way. At these speeds, it's only a matter of time before something goes wrong.
There are no units in front, but about a quarter mile. Where'd he go?
The Mercedes clips a pickup and bounces off the cement wall.
There he is, zoom in. Okay, he's lost a tire. It's stuck in the wheel well.
The high-priced, high-performance import is crippled. Unable to control it, the driver grinds into the curb.
Oh, I can't believe this. He's speeding up.
Plowing the bare alloy rim into the pavement, the fugitive creates a dangerous wake of sparks and smoke.
Oh, there's no way he's going to be able to stop. Oh!
To finally stop this ruined Mercedes, it takes two more collisions.
Okay, he's out of the car. Suspect is out of the car. He's going over that fence. Okay, he's going into the Holiday Inn.
The man foolishly runs into the hotel. but it's a dead end.
Okay, officers are on the scene now.
The officers are right behind the suspect. Moments later, he's let out in handcuffs.
This is code 4. Code 4, it's all over.
The cops have a room of their own already for this guy. They've even sent a car. Meanwhile, other units set up a perimeter where the rap star bailed out. The fugitive rapper is found hiding in a house nearby. This time, he's not getting away. For this hood-turned hip-hopper, a black Mercedes was the symbol of his success. Thanks to this chase, his career, his car, and his life are all trashed. Now this rapper has a rap sheet, and the only record people are talking about is his criminal record. Greensboro, North Carolina. The man in this car has beat up his girlfriend during an angry breakup and smashed her car with a baseball bat. When deputies came, he jumped in the vehicle and ran. Now he's running at 90 miles an hour in a car with a shattered windshield. The man swerves wildly, nearly losing control. It's a wonder he can drive at all.
Be advised, reporting police, suspect are taking crack cocaine and a large quantity of alcohol.
Be advised, been in 1032s, handguns.
Carries one.
The suspect is armed, intoxicated, and mad as hell. A time bomb ready to go off. The chase has enraged the suspect even further. He doesn't care who gets hurt.
742, we're coming up on Freeman Mill Road this time. Traffic's getting a little bit heavier.
The driver blows past some bikers at 95 miles an hour, then nearly rear-ends a pickup that doesn't get out of his way. Putting more lives in jeopardy, he insanely squeezes between two cars and cuts toward an exit. At the last moment, he pulls back onto the road. But these tricks don't fool these seasoned officers. They stay right with him. More deputies join the pursuit. Pushing 100 miles an hour, the driver bets his life that he can get between the deputy and a guardrail.
Come around, John.
In the lead and overconfident, the driver veers around a car and hits an exit at nearly 70. The deputies keep right on him and close the gap. The suspect nearly wipes out. It doesn't faze him. In fact, this lunatic goes even faster, challenging the officers to keep up at nearly 120 miles an hour. But they've got the training and experience to handle it. He doesn't. The suspect tries to pass on the shoulder. He fishtails and loses control. Incredibly, no one is hit. The suspect still tries to run, but he hasn't a leg to stand on, not with a belly full of tequila. A guardrail keeps his car from rolling into traffic. The suspect thought he could beat his girlfriend and outrun the law, but after a wipeout like this, he's lucky to be alive at all.
Drop the gun, man!
Coming up on World's Wildest Police Videos. A cornfield kidnapper takes police on a deadly chase. A routine traffic stop turns into a terrifying shootout.
Get your hand out from your coat now.
And runaway drug pushers push it to the limit.
These guys are really moving.
Until the cops push back. Pulse pounding. Hair-raising, heart-stopping action. Next.
I realized just how close to death I came.
Be safe.
Drop the gun, man!
These are the moments they prepare for.
Get your hand out from your coat now.
It was almost textbook.
The moments they train for.
Get out of here!
When everything they've ever learned is cops.
Requesting permission.
Will be put to the test.
A high-speed pursuit is a dangerous situation for any cop, but when you're chasing a suspect in the opposite lanes of traffic at 100 miles an hour, that's about as dangerous as you can get.
Chesterton, Indiana. Police set up a roadblock to catch a convicted sex offender.
Units be advised, the suspect is code 10, history of child molestation.
Officers report a young woman in the car. Police know her very life may depend on them. The suspect, heading west, is approaching fast. The cops are right on him. But the driver takes desperate measures to escape. As he speeds past, more cops join the chase. This is an officer's worst nightmare, chasing a suspect in opposite lanes of the freeway. Vehicles race headlong into approaching headlights at 80 miles per hour. Factor in the speed of oncoming traffic, and a collision would be like hitting a brick wall at 160. Though on-ramps have been closed, traffic is still heavy. And now officers have fog and slick roads to deal with. But the police won't let the treacherous conditions slow them down. This sexual predator is one suspect they can't let get away. To avoid another roadblock, the suspect cuts across the median again. Stationary barriers aren't working on this guy. So the police enter a rolling roadblock formation, a complex and dangerous maneuver that boxes the suspect in. He sees the trap and fights to get back in front. The lead car blocks his path.
He's all over the place.
But amazingly, the suspect tears across the median a third time, just as they reach a guardrail. He's separated from police for the moment, but not for long. When the rail ends, the cops get right back on his tail, back on the wrong side of the freeway. He realizes his only chance is to get off the highway. Waiting till the last second, he veers across several lanes to make his escape. Now he's going the wrong way on an on-ramp. If someone comes around that blind curve, he's history.
Hey, we're coming up northbound Highway 41 now.
Approaching Highway 41.
The suspect panics. He has no clue where he is. But the cops do, and they're now converging from all directions. As they punch through the fog, asphalt gives way to dirt and rubble. This may be the end of the road, but it's not the end of the pursuit. In an act of sheer desperation, he drives blindly into a cornfield. The determined cops close in. Now even the cops are under attack. It's time to shut this guy down. One officer tries the direct approach.
Get out of the vehicle now.
The suspect runs. But where does he think he can hide in a cornfield? In seconds, he's tackled by a half a dozen officers. This dangerous chase through four cities is over. Inside the vehicle, officers find a terrified teenage girl. Had police not gone the distance, the consequences could have been devastating. As for the girl's cornfield kidnapper, this convicted felon just landed himself back in prison for a very long time.
An officer prays the day will never come when he has to face a weapon at point-blank range. If that moment occurs, his only choice may be to shoot first.
Ogden, Utah, 9 p.m. Patrolman Don Sagendorf stops a car with a broken headlight.
It was a routine traffic stop. I'd stopped many vehicles for the same violations.
The car also has expired tags, and a male passenger in the front seat is acting suspicious.
So I went down to the, what's it called, the DMV, and I talked to one of those guys there.
Okay.
And he said that he was going to give me a pass.
She doesn't have a license. The officers decide to question the passengers.
Hands behind your back. Interlace your fingers right up here, right behind your neck.
Right behind your neck.
We had the right rear passenger come out. Checked him for any weapons, and he didn't have any on his person. So we sent him to sit on the sidewalk.
He then walks toward the front seat. He approaches just behind the passenger, unaware that the passenger is a convicted felon with a rap sheet that includes attempted homicide.
You know, I know I heard something, but I didn't associate what it was, other than scraping metal.
Here's the critical moment.
Get your hand out from your coat now.
Get it out now!
At the sight of a drawn weapon, the officers fired. disabling the assailant.
I like to believe that when the threat presented itself, that my training kicked in.
That officer training saved their lives. From the start, they assumed strategic positions. Nelson waits behind the car in the blind spot.
Just hang tight here for just a second, okay?
When they bring out the backseat passenger, Sagendorf assumes the power position. The patrolmen don't need to discuss anything.
The team has the same goal, and that is keep control.
Sagendorf approaches the front seat.
Get your hand out from your coat now.
If the suspect is going to assault you or threaten you in any way, generally it will have to be done by use of their hands. Losing sight of the hands will prove fatal.
Nelson moves to the driver's side. When the girl runs from the car, Nelson covers his partner's attack.
From the time the shooting started till the time the shooting stopped, it was almost textbook. We were taught to secure the weapon, if there is one, secure the scene.
We have a 395, 1033.
395.
1033, 27th and Washington, shots fired.
The assailant recovered and was charged with attempted murder.
I realized just how close to death I came. How close my wife and four kids came to being without dad. And as law enforcement officers, we accept that, but that doesn't mean we like that.
Oklahoma City. Officers pursue three suspected drug smugglers carrying over 4 kilos of cocaine.
These guys are really moving. We're having trouble keeping up with them here in the chopper.
Moments later, they race through a residential neighborhood, swerving within inches of a school bus. The police are ready to lay down the law.
They're very close now. We may see the fishtail maneuver here. It's also called the pit maneuver.
Requesting permission to take the unit out. Take the subject out.
The officer gets the okay to perform the pit maneuver. Pit stands for Pursuit Intervention Technique. It's like surgery at high speeds, but it's an operation where the surgeon can die. With children playing nearby, there can be no mistakes. The officer speeds up and forces the suspect into a fishtail spin.
Unbelievable! Unbelievable!
His right front bumper makes contact with the suspect's left rear. One little nudge is all it takes. The unit moves in, blocking the driver inside. It's a perfect pit maneuver.
Unbelievable!
But it's not over yet.
Okay, the suspect's door is opening. This could be a foot chase.
The suspects run out of the passenger side. It's every pusher for himself.
Foot bail. Foot bail. There he goes.
The first one gives up without a fight. He's smarter than your average dope dealer. But the second dealer, out on parole, isn't going back to jail without a fight. He vaults over the fence. The
guy's running as hard as he can. Several officers are chasing him now on foot.
But the out-of-shape crook is no match for this highly trained officer.
They have him. They've just tackled him. A very dramatic chase you've just seen.
All these drug dealers wanted was a smooth ride on Easy Street. But thanks to the pit maneuver, what they got was a bumpy ride to hard times. Next, on World's Wildest Police Videos.
Very loving cat.
An animal control officer meets a cat on the attack. White-collar crooks meet a crowded tollway. And crazed British soccer fans meet the riot police. The world's most desperate suspects.
They give me the money now.
Meet the world's most determined cops.
Drop the gun, man.
In the world's wildest police videos.
You're gonna be on fire in a minute.
Next. Customers become crooks. Sports fans become violent fanatics. And a sweet little pussycat attacks an officer and becomes a hellcat. Sometimes, the most dangerous pursuits are also the most unlikely. In Abington, Pennsylvania, suspects wanted for credit card fraud run from the law. The cops assume it will end quickly when the truck speeds onto a crowded toll road. It looks like these desperate fugitives have made a huge blunder. The toll booths are jammed with cars. But these suspects are so desperate, they create their own lane. The driver is taking insane chances, risking the lives of everyone on the road. Suddenly, the suspects veer off the turnpike, accelerating into the teeth of a waiting roadblock, and blasting through with no room to spare. Now the pursuit moves back onto surface streets. But these adrenaline-addled suspects only increase their speed. The officers try to get in front of the truck. The lead cop redlines his cruiser across the cement divider. The other units continue the pursuit, while this officer recovers, lucky to be alive. The suspects suddenly find themselves at another toll booth, but this time there's a problem. The only open lane is on the other side of the road. There's nothing a cop fears more than chasing a fugitive the wrong way into traffic, but these officers have no choice. The suspect's reckless move backfires. They're trapped on the wrong side of the road. With one officer blocking the truck's retreat, the other units speed ahead. The suspects race towards a wall of oncoming traffic in an unwinnable game of chicken. Then the inevitable happens. A brutal collision ends the chase. The officers rush to arrest the suspects on the spot. One look at the well-dressed felons reminds the officers why this needless chase started in the first place. It's absurd. Killers run to avoid a life sentence. Bank robbers do it to keep the cash. But these charge card runaways had no reason to risk so many lives. Proof that even a white-collar criminal is still a criminal, ready to run like a two-bit thief.
Sports are meant to enrich our lives, but all too often we see the tragedy of sports fans who don't realize it's just a game.
Heysel Stadium, Brussels. Crazed British soccer fans fly into a frenzy, attacking rival Italian fans. Belgium police are caught off guard as innocent fans are pelted with bottles and rocks. British hooligans break through a fence. In a panic, the Italians make a run for the exits, but they suddenly have nowhere to go. A concrete wall blocks their escape. Fearing for their lives, a few lucky fans manage to escape over the wall. But it quickly collapses under their weight. Hundreds are now trapped under a crushing mass of humanity. Cries for help go unanswered as police are forced to contend with the spreading violence. The riot continues, spilling onto the field. Sorely outnumbered, police can do little to contain this melee. Backup finally arrives, clearing the way for medical teams to assist critically injured victims. With added forces, police are able to clear the field and restore order to the stands. But what about the game? Officials decide to continue play. Incredibly, the players take the field, and the fans cheer them on. In the end, 42 people died, and more than 200 were injured by mindless fanaticism. This was truly a dark day for the world of sports.
Pinky. Hi, this is Pinky.
He's a... Start again. Hold on.
For Carl Pritchard, the best thing about being an animal control officer is finding a good home for a homeless pet.
Go.
This is Pinky. He's a male. He's available for adoption. He's Pet of the Week, Placer County Animal Shelter. For
Carl adoption, does his best to make Pinky feel comfortable in front of the camera.
He's a very loving cat.
But Pinky has stage fright.
Pinky.
Pinky.
Pinky,
whoa.
Pinky, settle down, bud. Oh, we got a wildcat on our hands. Pinky.
Pritchard has faced ferocious pit bulls and Rottweilers in his day. But this day, he's met his match. 8-pound domestic short hair. Pinky's a scrapper who won't go down without a fight. Passionate jungle instincts kick in him as Pinky tries to break free. Pritchard tries to control the animal. A tough job that's about to get worse. Pinky's had enough, and so has Officer Pritchard. This 8-pound calf practically brought a 250-pound man to his knees. Maybe Pritchard should transfer to a safer job, like the bomb squad. Coming up on World's Wildest Police Videos. Spotlight, Dooley County, Georgia. A state-of-the-art sheriff's department.
Let's be safe.
With some incredible deputies. When it comes to chasing down crooks and putting them away, nobody trains harder, runs faster, or brings them back better. Next.
Due to the graphic nature of this program, viewer discretion is advised.
Let's be safe.
Good old boys. Bad old boys. In this neck of the woods, you better hope you're on the right side. Dooley County, Georgia. A small cluster of towns and greenery miles from any big city. But some of the wildest chases, crashes, and busts ever caught on police video have come out of this little county. It takes a special group of cops to handle this kind of action.
We were so impressed, we sent our cameras to Georgia. What we found were a group of dedicated cops who never quit until the case is closed.
Now you'll get to see an inside look at the men and women of the Dooley County Sheriff's Department as they work hard, train hard, and never let their guard down for an instant.
Gentlemen, the purpose of the meeting tonight is we have a lot of information about a drug house.
A drug bust is brewing. A dangerous drug dealer has been using an abandoned house to do business. The deputies are ready to take him down.
He's probably going to be hyped up on something.
The cops roll up their sleeves and get ready, arming themselves and taking every precaution.
Let's be safe.
Any mistake with a coked-up felon can be deadly.
Now look. 258, Bob.
The team is listening in as the deal goes down, but something goes wrong. The cops have to act fast. A flashbang grenade is lobbed into the house to distract the suspect. It gives the deputies a second they need.
Get on the floor!
Within moments, the dealer is in custody, and the undercover cop is safe. The officers find a gun, and the police dog sniffs out a hidden supply of drugs. Illegal narcotics are a problem everywhere. But Dooley has a unique situation. The highway of choice for drug smugglers between Miami and New York runs right through the county.
I just threw something out. I just ran over with my car.
The police know many of their battles will take place on the roads, so they're relentless. Constantly refining methods for ending chases safely. Because perfect technique saves lives. In this pursuit of a stolen car, the officers try the rolling roadblock maneuver. But the suspects find a way around, peeling off the road and roaring over the median.
They ain't scared of nothing.
The chase moves to a country road, and the units back off. Their captain is just ahead, ready to shoot out the tires. He brings the shotgun up, but when he sees the suspects are teenagers, the officer changes his mind. He's made the right decision.
the cop joins the convoy chasing these young offenders. Moments later, the lead unit charges ahead of the stolen sedan. This time, there's nowhere to run. Surrender is the only option. The Dooley deputies take him down quick and hard. They've been trained never to underestimate a suspect. In this car stop, an officer finds himself alone on a backcountry road. At first, it's just about the man's poor driving.
Sir Reed, I'm stopping you back up the road here. You're crossing over the center line several times.
The deputy asks a few seemingly innocent questions.
Where y'all coming from today?
Sam.
Happy. Who's that in a vehicle with you?
This is my brother-in-law.
But he senses something isn't right. He then speaks with the passenger.
Where y'all coming from today?
Miami.
Who's this back here driving?
My buddy.
Y'all not kin or anything?
No.
These guys set off all the warning signs. The unit with the camera crew is called in as backup. After frisking the passenger, the deputy searches the vehicle. Meanwhile, his partner watches the suspects. It doesn't take long.
Who's been snorting cocaine up there in the front seat?
Where?
Under the seat there in the CDK. Both of y'all turn around, put your hands behind your back.
Before the second man can run, he is tackled and handcuffed. The suspect jumps into the driver's seat, but the Dooley deputy goes in right after him. The car starts to pull away. But there is no way the drug runner is going anywhere with this hulking cop clamped on his neck. The second deputy races to aid his partner. They wrestle the suspect out of his car. The would-be fugitive has no chance. In Dooley County, the arms of the law are not only long, they're strong, too. The Dooley cops have earned a reputation for being tough on crime. As a result, some crooks will do anything to avoid being caught in their jurisdiction.
He went down in Mike.
Even if that means driving right off the highway. The fleeing felons in this car are running on two flat tires. They can barely hold the road.
Yeah, it's gonna be just a matter of time. He's gonna hit the guardrail. Hey, we stand
fixed, baby. The car ricochets off both guardrails, but the determined driver keeps going. The red coupe throws a rooster tail of sparks, but the suspects won't slow down. It's a fiery race for the county line. Spewing flames and sparks, the car finally gives out, blazing off the road. The units immediately surround the battered car. These suspects thought they could make it out of the county, but the cops make it clear they're not going anywhere except jail. Even in a small town, response times are critical. So when a silent alarm goes off at a convenience store, the cops arrive in a heartbeat. But the robber is taken a hostage. The deputies need to run this standoff by the book, or things could go horribly wrong. The enraged gunman exits, his pistol to the clerk's head.
Drop the gun, man! Drop
the suspect gun. Then charges right toward the camera.
Drop the gun,
he tries to run, dragging his hostage along.
Drop the gun,
but she fights her way free. The robber sprints away, but he's got the deputies on his tail. It's only a matter of time before he goes down, and goes down hard. The backup is there in seconds, but the three deputies have things well in hand.
Dooley County, 10
minutes. I got the gun right here.
The hostage is safe, and the robber is unmasked.
Damn, it looked better with it on.
Whether they're knocking down doors or roaring down roads, these officers are always ready for the extreme. It isn't always pretty. But Dooley's finest know they've done their job when the jail door slams on another dangerous criminal.
Nobody was hurt, though. That's the best way it can turn out.
Open it up.
Next on World's Wildest Police Videos.
Our speed is 90 to 100.
A mysterious stranger makes cops eat dust. And vicious armed robbers.
They can get in.
They're giving them money now.
But can they get out? Trapped like rats.
Oh, look at this.
All they can do is panic. Poetic justice. Real justice.
Come in. Somebody come in.
Next. They come from out of nowhere.
They're giving them money now.
But they don't get far. They think they're going to get away, but these crooks aren't going anywhere.
Dispatch, we're in pursuit. Be advised, we're in pursuit.
Casa Grande, Arizona. The truck is stolen. The thief is a transient, a man with nothing to his name and nothing to lose. The drifter blew into town and went joyriding in a farmer's truck. Local cops are on him in minutes. The arrogant vagrant makes him eat dust. Suddenly, the suspect appears from the cloud, almost smashing the patrol car head on. Day turns into night as the cops follow him through the dust. Unexpectedly, the man runs out of road. There's only one way out, the way he came. Doubling back, he fishtails, spins out, and this time smashes into the side of Kennard's patrol car. The officer hangs tough, staying right on the suspect's tail.
All units be advised, he's being reckless. He struck a police vehicle.
Fueled by primal fear, the vagrant runs wild, forcing police vehicles off the road. He cuts overland, trying again to bury the cops in a cloud of dust. But it didn't work before, and it won't stop them now.
Westbound on a dirt road that parallels I-80. Moving westbound.
The dirt road soon becomes no road at all. Bottoming out, the officer follows the suspect onto a narrow service road beside a canal. This road was never meant for speeding vehicles. Officer Kennard holds tight, trapped between tangled brush on the right and a deadly drop on the left. One mistake now, and it's all over. Suddenly, the officer spots the truck, but he's too late. The vehicle is empty. The suspect has vanished again. His escape is successful for 24 hours. When police tracked him down, he lost the one thing a drifter values most, his freedom. Burglary. Robbery. As these surveillance tapes reveal, it can happen in a flash and end with a bang. Crooks know that in order to get away with these brutal crimes, they first have to get away. But what happens when they can't get away? What happens when a thief suddenly finds himself trapped like an animal in a cage? With no way out. A young thief has waited hours to exit this closed department store with stolen goods. Suddenly, the security lights come on. He panics. Maybe this young genius has forgotten that businesses lock their doors at night. He jumps and kicks at the door repeatedly, desperately trying to break through any way he can. The only thing giving way is his sense of balance. Just when it looks like he couldn't get any worse at this, he finally succeeds. He grabs his loot and he's off into the night, but he's far from free. This video provided police with positive identification and all the evidence they needed. Los Angeles. 7 in the morning.
police and firemen rescue a boneheaded burglar trapped in a hot ventilation shaft. The man has spent the entire night packed like a sardine, unable to budge. In order to get to him, they first have to remove the entire vent. This means a lot of chiseling and pounding inches away from his head. They carefully shear through the thick metal with a power saw and finally set the vent flat. Inside, the man continues to wait patiently. But then he doesn't really have a choice. One more cut, and the man is finally ready to see daylight. They pull him out of the vent, stand him up, and hand him over to police. Golden, Colorado. It's closing time when the manager of this pizza place is forced into his office with a gun in his back. The man, dressed as a pizza delivery boy, calmly begins filling his bag with thick bundles of cash. This guy seems to have thought of everything. After cleaning out the safe, he snips a set of wires to prevent the employees from dialing out. Then he snips a second set. Thinking he's home free, he tries the door. It's locked. He pushes a button. Nothing. He's trapped. Maybe it was that second set of wires he just clipped. The set that leads to the security door. By cutting them, he disables the very mechanism that would have allowed him to escape with thousands of dollars. While just off camera, the employees have already hit the silent alarm button. Police are already on their way. These bozos thought they were outsmarting everyone. Instead, they outsmarted themselves. Because great plans don't matter if at last you don't have a great escape. Coming up on World's Wildest Police Videos, an escaped convict, an innocent child, an absolutely amazing ending. Next.
In hostage situations, there comes a moment where you know the gunman intends to kill his captives. At that point, you better act fast, or somebody dies.
Belém, Brazil. An escaped convict has triggered a nationwide manhunt. Armed and dangerous, the suspect is surrounded at the home of his ex-girlfriend. But just seconds before police can grab him, he puts that gun to the head of her two-year-old daughter. Negotiators plead for the child's safety, but the man's not about to give up his ticket to freedom. They agree to the suspect's demands for a car and driver. Police follow the speeding car through crowded streets. Suddenly, the gunman orders the car to stop. He tells police to back off. But this time, the answer is no. They want the child. And they're not about to let him out of their sight. Crossing a bridge, he bails out as an officer grabs the child and pulls her to safety. The suspect leaps over 60 feet into the river. But if he escapes again, police know he'll strike again. Brazilian law allows police to fire on any escaped convict, armed or unarmed. Machine gun bursts and pistol fire shower down upon the escapee. He goes under. Remarkably, he resurfaces. Police fire more than 300 rounds. But somehow, the man keeps swimming until he's no longer in sight. The man's body was never found. He was never heard from again. The insanity of criminal behavior.
Get your hand out for me, quick.
The very idea that one's property, or money, or life, can be taken without consequence.
Unbelievable!
Criminals never think they'll get caught, because they underestimate the dedication of law enforcement. Officers train and work as hard as they can, because they never underestimate the desperation of crooks.